I guess one of my favorite things to say at the beginning of this is, it's time. It's time for the Food Bench. Arthur Schwartz on Robin Hood Radio.
Good
Arthur
morning.
Schwartz,
I'm saying good morning because where I am now is morning, and okay. It's already 85 degrees and expected to go to at least feeling over 100. So I woke up and I said, I have no interest in food today. What could I possibly talk about that's cooling? And I thought of the most cooling thing, most cooling food, cucumbers. As cool, we even say you're as cool as a cucumber. And I happen to have two big cucumbers in my vegetable bin here and no other vegetables. So we're definitely eating cucumbers today. But how to cook, I'm not going to cook them either. It's a salad ingredient. That's why I keep them in the house, because we do for sake of a cucumber, which has a lot. It's 96% water, so it's a good vegetable to rehydrate with on a hot, steamy day when you need extra hydration. And they're pretty. We think of cucumbers as not being, a nutrition powerhouse, and it's not a powerhouse, but it certainly has some good nutrition. I mean, it has fiber. I mean, if only, that's not a bad thing for practically no calories in a cucumber. And I grew up in a cucumber world, so I'm very attached to several kinds of cucumber. Let me start by saying, in a family history way here, my paternal grandfather, at one point in his life, went into the business off of a push cart selling pickles, coleslaw, potato salad, and to some places, Manhattan clam chowder. That was his business. And he continued to make all of those things even into his, until he was about 90. He died at age 93. So some few years before he died, not that he was feeble or anything, but my grandmother died first, and I don't know. He only made these really for us, meaning his son's family, and my grandmother, who loved her pickles. And he made what we now know is lactic fermented pickles, the same fermentation that creates sauerkraut, and the same fermentation that creates kimchi. And these days, you read a lot about kimchi being probiotic, meaning it encourages bacteria, good bacteria in your system that help you digest other foods. And pickles are the same to whatever degree, because truth be told, the pickles that we admired most were what we call half-sour today. We just called them green pickles back then. I'm not sure we ever used the word half-sour. But they were, here's what my grandfather did. I was enlisted in the kitchen when it became pickle time, because I could wash the cucumbers. He would buy them by the bushel from I don't know where, but they were dirty. They all had to be scrubbed. And then you had to sort them by size, which is a good thing for a kid to do. And then they had to be packed very tightly in jars. And you wanted each jar to hold pretty much the same size cucumbers so that they all fermented pretty much at the same rate. That's why you had to size them before you put them in the jars. The bigger ones you put in one jar, and smaller ones you put in another jar. And then you covered it with brine, which is just water and salt, which my grandfather would boil before and then let cool before pouring it over the pickles. You don't want hot brine. And I don't really remember off the top of my head the proportions, but they're in one of my books. I believe they're in New York City Food. I have to look.
I think I lent that to someone. I'm going to have to go look.
Yeah, well, anyway, if you want to make pickles, let's get back to my grandfather's pickles. So we would pack all these pickles in the jars, and the jars were put, without covers on them, into a dark, dark pantry. Now, I have to say, my grandparents' house is still standing on Logan Street in East New York, and it seems, at least from the outside, to be very well maintained. I've been by it just recently, just to look, bring back some memories, and to see if Jerry Nicotra's, the downstairs Neapolitan folks, if the little stone planters that he had in the front of the house were still there, and they're not. But anyway, the house looks very well cared for. And this house was interesting. You went up to it was a two-family house, and the first floor was the Nicotras. Anna, the mother, was, as far as I was concerned, was always cooking sauce in the kid, or what would they call ragu or gravy, whatever you want to call it, because she had always kept the door to the apartment open. The smells would waft through the halls. And, of course, we mostly went to the house on Sundays when she was making her Sunday sauce. Anyway, Anna and Jerry lived downstairs, and upstairs were my grandparents, and you went up a long staircase, and there was a hall open to a skylight, which was wonderful. And then as soon as you walked in the door, you were in the kitchen. And if you walked straight ahead, there was another door, and that was the pantry off the kitchen, and that's where the pickles were made, in the dark pantry. And as soon as they got to, it didn't take many days, like maybe 4 days, 5 days, for the pickles to get where we wanted them to be, then they had to be refrigerated. And they don't last forever in the refrigerator either. They will eventually get full sour and then, for my taste, too sour and salty and soft. So I want a crisp pickle. So I have strong memories about cucumbers. My grandfather did the pickles, but my grandmother always made cucumber salad. And I make it myself all the time. I'm not going to do that one today. I'm going to do something else today. But my grandmother's cucumber salad was very thinly sliced cucumber, and she did, by the way, use a mandolin to do this with. I mean, mandolins are not people think mandolins were recently invented, but no. I don't think she had the plastic Japanese mandolin that I have and that I see a lot of other people have. I even remember her mandolin. But she did slice the cucumbers very, very thin. And then an onion, very, very thin. And she put them in a bowl with half vinegar, half water. Now, my grandmother on a good day said she was Hungarian, and on an angry day she was Polish. But this was her Hungarian cucumber salad. So, and it was just vinegar, half water, a big spoon of sugar, some salt. I know she did not pre-salt the cucumbers, as some people do. And if you salt your cucumbers first, let them stand for 30 minutes, they'll drain off a lot of the water. Remember, it's 96% water to start with. And drain off some of its juices, and the cucumbers will get a different texture. People say they crisper. Well, maybe they last crisper, but they don't start out crisper. Anyway, that was it. When she became diabetic late in life, she substituted some artificial sweetener. I think it was actually Sweet and Low, which was already existing. For the sugar, and I stopped eating this cucumber salad. It had a real metallic edge to it. So I don't recommend that unless you can tolerate it, and you don't have to put very much sugar in this. Like for a large cucumber peeled, you probably don't need more than a half a cup of water, half a cup of vinegar, and maybe one tablespoon of sugar at the most, and an onion, a tiny onion, the smallest onion you have, or a half of a not-so-small onion. And you can cut that on the mandolin, too. And let it sit for a while in the refrigerator or out of the refrigerator. And it's a nice little instant pickle. Anyway, cucumbers, there's a thing going on where I live. I don't know if it's happening where you live. But this summer, watermelon salad seems to be everywhere, and everybody is eating it. Meaning it's on menus, and I see people ordering it, including Mr. Bob here, who has just discovered a salad of watermelon with feta. Now, let me say, watermelon, also mostly water, like cucumbers, are a first cousin to cucumbers. And I never thought about cucumbers' refreshment value until many years ago, and I went to Turkey. And in those days, who knows what goes on now, there were men with carts full of cucumbers on the street, and people bought the cucumbers just to eat like that, with a little salt on them. I mean, and that was because, of course, it was hot weather when I was there, considered a refreshment. So we consider watermelon the same way. But my big complaint these days about watermelon is no seeds. You have to actually search. I'm sure I've vented about this before. You have to search for watermelons with seeds. So I have a supermarket in the neighborhood that sells them, but you got to buy a half a watermelon at a time, and I'm not ready for that. My refrigerator is not ready to accommodate a half of a big watermelon. But I really am. I asked my next-door neighbor, would she share it with me, and she said yes. So we've got to go get this melon and see how much better or not it is than all the ones that we've been buying without seeds. But, of course, a lot of people like the no seeds because it's no seeds to deal with, to either spit out or pick out.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this drives me nuts because the whole no seed thing means that it's a hybrid, and that's all fine, but
yeah. That's
not how you make more.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not buying them anymore, so there it goes. I mean, that's I'm voting for seeds by not buying the seedless varieties anymore because I don't find, even if they're sweet, that's all they are is sweet.
Yeah, there's sweet water.
There's no real flavor there.
Yeah.
Now, the other day we got one of these melons, and I was tempted to turn it into watermelon pudding, which sounds silly, but in fact is a real deal thing in Sicily. Where they do make watermelon pudding, and it's highly touted. And I laugh, though, that in order to make it look like watermelon, the watermelon pudding is usually dotted with chocolate chips to look like the seeds. But nowadays, you don't need the seeds to be identified as watermelon. Anyway, I didn't do it. I didn't really want to have all the sugar and starch that you need to make a pudding. But the other thing you could do, if you end up with a relatively benign watermelon, is do puree it in your blender or food processor and freeze it. It somehow, you know, makes it better by being frozen. I guess you could even make a slushy out of it by taking the frozen watermelon and putting it back in the blender and beating it up, maybe even putting in a touch of cream, do I dare say. Anyway, Back to cucumbers, though.
Yeah.
So the thing that I have tried this several times to not great success, which is Chinese, or you could even say, well, I'll say Chinese-style, quote, smashed cucumber. And it's usually dressed with a spicy sesame sauce. So it's not the sauce that stumped me. It's this smashing of the cucumbers. You know, I've ordered this in Chinese restaurants when I see it, and they really look attractive when they come out. Mine did not look attractive. For one thing, you have to use what's sold as either English cucumber or seedless cucumber. What other names? I don't remember. But, you know, the long one, the thin skin, very long, and English cucumber. And usually in a very difficult to extract it from plastic wrapping. I mean, I have found no way to get the plastic off except to slit it at one end, which really requires slitting the cucumber at the same time. And then you can slide it off. Anyway, that's the cucumber that you really should use for this. Although nowadays, meaning last few years, I see Persian cucumbers all over the place. And they would be good for this, too, because they're also thin-skinned and have limited number of seeds, not like an American real juicy cucumber, which is what my grandmother, by the way, used for her cucumber salad. And Kirby's. We have a lot of different cucumbers. You can buy Kirby's at this time of the year. They're coming. It's a very prolific plant. You can buy them very inexpensively, so that's why my grandfather made the pickles now. You get your regular American salad cucumber. There's what I was just describing, the English cucumber that comes, or seedless cucumber that comes in this plastic. By the way, it's better than having it waxed, which is what American cucumbers are. So I never eat the... It's a thick peel on American cucumbers, so I always peel those. My mother used to leave a tiny stripe of green around it. And of course, if you are old enough, you'll remember the days where they used to take a fork and striate the peel of a American cucumber. And then there are gherkins, which I understand they're not a true cucumber. I don't really botanically understand, but I always just think of them as small cucumbers. And when we buy gherkins in the supermarket, as I did just recently, they are in a brine that's sweet. So they actually have a sweet edge to them. And there are a lot of sweet pickles around, you know that. You can buy those pickle chips that are sweet. Anyway, I must say, we have a huge variety of pickles to buy in the supermarket, including the kind my grandfather made, which are from lactic fermentation. But they're always sold in the refrigerated case, in a jar, sometimes in plastic. But the chili cucumbers, the smashed cucumbers, are, you take, I happen to have one, but if you don't have one, what do you call it? Big butcher's knife, you know, the flat-sided knife with the big blade. Or I saw somebody make them recently with a rolling pin. You take your cucumber, put it on the cutting board, and smash it. With a rolling pin. I'm sure that gets some stress out.
Not smash it the way in the comic, in the comics from years ago, which shows you how old I am, with somebody running after someone, but gently.
With a rolling pin, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's it. And you smash up the cucumber, and then you cut it into, if you're going to be Chinese about it, on a bias into, on a strong bias, so that they're sort of triangular pieces of smashed cucumber. Put them in a bowl, dress them with, I do use rice wine vinegar because I always have it in the house, a little rice wine vinegar, a big, big pinch of salt, a big, big pinch of sugar, toss that around, add, I would say, a couple of teaspoons of sesame oil. I like sesame oil a lot. A couple of tablespoons of soy sauce. And now you can, and then if you like hot pepper, a product that I have never bought, but I see it all over the place now, is chili crunch. I mean, there's all kinds of new chili products because the nation has gone hot sauce mad. So whatever hot sauce you happen to have, Korean Sun Gung Chong, whatever it's called, I can't pronounce it correctly, so it starts with a G, and it's Korean. Then there's sriracha, which is actually, it sounds Thai, and people think it's Asian, but in fact was invented in San Francisco. But it's good hot sauce. And then what I'm going to put in mine is chili oil, Chinese chili oil. Let's give it a little kick. And that's it. Oh, and if you want to dress it, garnish it with sesame seeds, that's a good thing, too. Well, not for my teeth, especially.
This always makes me think of a wonderful recipe for sesame noodles that it's basically, but you do have to cook the noodles. They're cold.
That's
though.
The thing.
They're cold. But
yeah, eventually they're cold.
You gotta
first boil,
you do have to boil water. But the hot chili oil, the hot sesame oil, regular sesame oil, soy sauce, a little cucumber if you want.
You know, when you can make up your own mixture. Pretty much everything, I have the same condiments for everything, Asian. But either add peanut butter or not. Because I do like peanut butter sauce.
I'm not in this weather, but that's different.
Well, you don't have to cook it.
It's not about that. It's about
consistency. No, it's the noodles you have to cook. Yeah, I don't even know what we're gonna, you know, this could be a moment. Smashed cucumbers or cucumber salad. Oh, by the way, another thing that I do with cucumbers is cucumbers and yogurt, which we love.
Very, very yummy.
With some grated garlic.
Yep.
I always have dried mint in the house, so I will use that. But
dill.
If I had fresh dill, it would be great. Or fresh mint, for that matter, is great.
Both.
Very refreshing. And I don't bother to salt the cucumbers because I actually like the cucumbers to bleed out a little bit into the yogurt and make it a little saucier. And by the way, it could be soupy even. You could just add some literally cold water and make it soup. Or you can have it as a dip. Or you can have it as a dressing. A lot of things you can do with cucumbers and yogurt.
I must have had some experience just eating raw cucumber, knowing that raw cucumber was a yummy thing to eat, because I am remembering that that was a feature. Just grab a cucumber and salt it.
It's very good, yeah. And also, I have never tried this, but I'm getting to the age where I should. Slices of cucumber on your eyes.
Oh, I've done that for years. And also, if you're peeling a cucumber.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah.
It reduces the bags. It reduces the bags.
But what you do and what you should have been doing your entire life is when you peel a cucumber, you take the skins and you put them under your eyes, over your eyes, on your cheeks, you know, until they fall off. Because they will stick me. They will initially stick. Not in a gross way.
I think I'm too old to start doing that.
No, whatever. It's just one of those natural things that.
Like mud.
Something over time, for better or for worse. I just looked what kind of cucumbers, for smashed cucumbers and. I don't know if this is accurate, but they are saying English or Persian.
Well, it's either.
Okay.
You know, those are the two thin-skinned cucumbers. You don't have to peel them. I don't peel them. Wash them. But, you know, a garden cucumber, as I will call it, I'm not even sure what the real name is, you know, or typical American cucumbers. I think you should peel them. I have bought them from farmers and then untreated and... so I felt confident that I could eat the skin, but they have a thick skin, so you may not want to eat it anyway. And I like peeling cucumbers. They're so easy to peel. You feel like you've accomplished something very easily. I noticed, by the way, the other day, I was going to buy a second vegetable peeler, for whatever reason.
Right.
They have gone up in price so much. I couldn't believe it. Your basic OXO vegetable peeler, which I like quite a lot, was like $15.
How much?
It was $14 or $15, as opposed to $10 or $8.
It was back when. Do you remember the evil blade? You know the ones that were in every single kitchen. My grandmother's kitchen. And so when the OXO came out, that was just fantastic. But
it didn't hurt your hand.
Yeah, they were great. And so, but they weren't exponential. You know, they were more expensive than my grandmother's, but not that much.
No, they were still a supermarket item that you didn't feel bad about just tossing in your basket.
Exactly.
In your cart.
Right.
Yeah, now you think twice. All right.
All right.
So anyway, I don't know what else we're going to do to stay cool here today, but we're trying hard.
And by the end of the week, I think that you'll be reveling in it. I don't think you'll. Well, let's just say that we will discuss what you ended up eating at the end of the week versus.
Okay,
well,
let's
beginning
do
of the
that.
Week.
Okay. Right. Everybody, have a great week.
You too. Love to Bob. Thank you so much, always. And this has been The Food Mensch, Arthur Schwartz, on Robin Hood Radio.